Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
8:13, quickly to Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish. A lot of smoke in the parish on Friday afternoon. I texted Keith to ask what the heck was going on. You said they were what, burning crawfish? What were they doing?
Well, they were burning the grass off of crawfish ponds on the east bank side of the river, which, good gracious, man, it had smoke all the way to Gretna.
I'll bet your phone blew up.
And it did.
Yeah. Well, you responded quickly, and I appreciate that. Let's talk about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, Keith, and what Gordon Dove and the tell me who Gordon Dove is with? CPRA.
CPRA.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What CPRA, they decided and where that stands.
Well, you know, when we got into office, Tommy, that was a project that we really weren't completely in support of. You know, it's not the fact that we didn't want diversions, but we just wanted a better way to do that. And so working with CPRA and even with the previous administration, we had found through our CBO, which is our chief building officer, that when CPRA started the project, they didn't do all the proper flood maps for FEMA. And that's where we were able to shut the project down. And then when the new governor came in, and we seemed like we were all on the same page as far as the size of the diversion. And the big thing is the cost of it. At the end of the day, they would have been, at this moment, maybe $200 million short of being able to complete the project. And where is that $200 million coming from?
Yeah. So let's talk about the economics of it. Then we'll talk about the physics and the ecological part of it. $200 million short. So how did that happen? Where did the money come from to begin with when this project was planned and decided upon? And then how did we wind up $200 million over budget or short, if you will?
Yeah. Well, this money is all from the BP oil spill. These are the fines that were put on BP, I think, back in 2010. And it's X amount of dollars. I believe they had the project was $700 million. Then it went up to $1.something billion. Then it hit $2.9 billion. And I think it's just through time and the size of the project. They were talking 75,000 CFM,
cubic feet,
the
per
amount
second.
Of water going through there.
Yeah. So I drove down there to see the new LNG plant, and I saw the site of this where they got a lot of, I guess, power stuff going on near Ironton or whatever. Where what has been done so far? How much money has been spent? How far are they into it, and what happens from here?
I believe they're about $400 million into the project right now. And anything that you see that's been done out on the site mm-hmm. to date is in preparation for any type of structure or diversion that may be coming out there in the future. All they were doing is doing site work, cleaning up, building haul roads, and just setting up electrical. Now, what you're going to see in the near future here are those trailers. They're being requested. They're being told to. They've got to be moved out. All of those cranes, they've got to be moved out. Basically, what you're going to see here in the future is just the materials that have been purchased for the project.
So tell me about Landbridge. Where is that going to be, and where's it going to go from and to? And
well, here's, you know, I just sent you a picture here a few minutes ago. That's down in the Venice area in what they call the Wagon Wheel.
And let me just explain, Keith, for people that didn't see it. Keith sent me a picture of Spanish Pass, which is that right? Spanish Pass?
Which
is to the southwest of Venice, maybe would be accurate. And there's a blue dot in the middle of water. And Keith tells me, well, at least on the map, and Keith says he drove his truck out there. With that context being given, go ahead, Keith.
Well, what that was a project that's the marsh and ridge restoration. We created a little over 1,000 acres of marsh there with 15,000 linear feet of frontage. And that we did that, Tommy, about $107-108 million, okay?
Through dredging, Keith?
Through dredging.
Okay.
And that's land that you can drive on. That's 2.5 miles from Tidewater Road that we drove out there. And we've got projects like we've got an expansion. Like that was phase one. We've got a phase two on that same area where we're going to extend and we're going to create a little under 3,500 acres and almost 30,000 feet of shoreline. And that's going to be $215 million. So we've got projects that are happening, that have happened, are happening, with a whole lot less money that are creating land and protection. And we're going to go back and we're going to rock the front of these areas. There's the lower Barataria Land Bridge, which goes from the Port Sulphur area down to the bottom of Lafitte. That's in conjunction with Jefferson Parish. That is 130,000 feet. That's like 23 miles of shoreline, and it's going to create 6,900 acres of land. And that's like about $900 million on that project. And these are projects that are being engineered and designed and happening right now. But they're real, okay? And they create real land, just like that blue dot shows you, like we drove on those lands. They will have bulldozers out there creating this land. And you know, we're not totally abandoning the diversion, Tommy. You may have seen in the articles over the weekend, they were talking projects of 2,500 to 25,000, but it's not 25,000 we're talking about. With Chairman Dove, we're talking somewhere between 2,500 to 15,000 TFS to where you can control the salinity levels, but it will also give nourishment for these projects that are happening right now that will feed them and give them the nourishment to continue to sustain themselves and possibly continue to grow larger in the future.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back, Keith. I'm getting some texts. Elephant in the room. People are saying this is all a concession to oyster fishermen. Other people are saying, does this put the parish at risk for more flooding? I know you've looked at that. We can address it when we come back, since people are texting. And also want to talk about that the settlement, not of ground, but the legal settlement or whatever it was, the legal ruling against Chevron when it comes to restoring the wetlands. Keith Hinckley, Plaquemines Parish President. Our guest, you got any questions, 504-260-1870. You text them in. I'll pass them along. Traffic now, WWL. 826, quickly back to Keith Hinckley, President of Plaquemines Parish. Keith, elephant in the room. People are texting in saying it's all about protecting the oyster fishermen and at the risk of erosion, et cetera. Address that, please, if you would.
Tommy, that's not true. When we put a stop work order on that project, it was all about protecting the people of Plaquemines Parish. It was because the CPRA at that time did not do the proper the flood mapping for the base flood elevations. They could not tell us how much water this would put in the basin. And it could be anywhere from a foot and a half to 3 feet of water. We've just completed a levee project behind Jesuit Bend. I believe it's up to 14 feet, okay? And we're working on levee projects from Laura Seat down to the Diamond Jump to be at that height also. Now, you put this water in the basin, it raises it up, say, 2 feet. Now our 14-foot levee now goes back to a 12-foot levee. So what we were doing in our lawsuit and our stop work order was to protect the people of Plaquemines Parish, because it was going to raise those base flood elevations by 2 to 3 feet, and that was to protect the people. We were at risk of losing our NFIP, our National Flood Insurance, if those maps weren't provided to us.
All right, let's talk.
CPRA.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about Judge Clement, and I had jury duty with him a couple of times. Seems like a nice man, very nice man. Tell me about this Chevron settlement and what that means.
Well, that's $744 million.
Well, that's settlement awarded in damages. Go ahead.
It was awarded in damages. That's a project that would be on the East Bank in the Breton Sound area. Now, within 45 minutes, they did appeal that judgment. So we're still years out from having any of those funds. But that $744 million with judicial interest, it's a little over $1 billion right now. But that money, 100%, that if it's $744 million or $1 billion, that goes strictly for coastal restoration, goes to the project. The attorney's fees, the attorneys give their fees to the judge. He makes a judgment. The Chevron would pay those fees above and beyond that judgment.
That money, Keith, goes to Plaquemines Parish or to CPRA?
Well, it goes to CPRA. They administrate the funds, but it's all Plaquemines Parish projects.
Dedicated to Plaquemines Parish, even though it goes through CPRA?
Yes, sir. Right.
So people want to know, well, and first of all, you're years away from, as you said, God knows how many years away from that.
Right.
But somebody texts and wants to know if that money could be used to augment the Mid-Barrett area sediment.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average,
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And diversion if necessary.
I'm going to tell you right now, the Mid-Barrett area is its own project. We want to leave that money. That money is for the East Bank. That money is going to stay on the East Bank. It's not going to go anywhere else but to those projects that it's dedicated to. The Mid-Barrett area, we are going to be exploring, like I said, we're going in a different direction with the CPRA Chairman Dove and Plaquemines Parish. We've had a seat at the table in the past, Tommy, but they just never heard our voice. Our engineering department with Mr. Dugas and Mr. Arsenault, they were giving specifics that weren't quite right with this big diversion.
Keith.
But now this time around, our voices are going to be heard, and we're going to be doing things, and we're going to be able to make decisions that are in the best interest of Plaquemines Parish.
They're
going to
scream at me because I asked one question at 8:30 when I should have been going to news, but I got to ask you about the tolls. Do you think that starts on April 10th or what?
I'm going to hope to say no.
Okay.
Because, look, we had bad weather yesterday, and right now it's the weather that's probably pushing them back.
What will it take for you to give the all clear? Give me a 20-second answer. On tolls?
During the daytime, no lane closures.
Gotcha.
They have to guarantee no lane closures.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate your time as always. Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish. We'll talk to Mike Dettelier about the Saints when we come back. Minute late, time now, WWL First News. 8:47, 13 till 9. I was anticipating some Saints music there, but Tim Zimmer apparently asleep at the switch. At least we don't have trains running into each other. We'd rather have him here than there. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Tommy.
I got to break Tim Stones every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It makes your day that way.
Yeah, hang on a second. If we're not getting better, we're getting worse, but we're not staying the same. Isn't that right, Mike?
I always say it. You never stay the same, better or worse.
Well, let's talk about the Saints getting better with the draft and boards. I mean, you put out this draft guide for years and years and years. You live and breathe this stuff. How do you see this draft shaking out? Not just, well, we'll start with the Saints, but you can't look at it in a vacuum because what they do depends on what the teams before them do.
Yeah, when you pick ninth, you know, you kind of think you know the area code of players that are going to be there for you, but there's always a surprise. They used to have a Saints head coach, but nothing on draft day surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was, you know, he couldn't tell you the truth if you paid him to. So,
rather climb a tree and tell a lie than stand on the ground and tell the truth.
Yeah,
I know the type.
He'd rather run up that tree naked backwards than tell you the truth.
But whatever.
That's a story for another day. But I do think that early on, this draft class will be like most of them the last few years, separated by how the quarterbacks come off the board because they are the high priority positions out on that football field. And Cam Ward, we know it's going to go one to someone. If it's not the Titans, it'll be somebody else. But he'll go one. Big question mark is where Shedeur Sanders comes off the board. And I think that is more of the question mark than any other thing as we get closer to draft day. And I've said this is 40 years for me doing this.
Mm-hmm.
The two areas that make these little jumps up draft boards more than any positions, offensive, defensive linemen. The good Lord above only made so many people that big, that fast, that strong. And you fall in love with them, even though they're not the greatest technicians. Teams fall in love with that big man, and that'll shape how the Saints or who the Saints have an opportunity to pick at 9.
So, let's talk quarterback and Shedeur Sanders and the possibility or probability, either way, of Saints picking him. And is this your guy? Do you spend a first-round pick on this guy? Can he be a generational quarterback, a Drew Brees, pick a name. Who's the guy with Philadelphia? Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, few people are Patrick Mahomes, but can he be that kind of guy?
In watching Shedeur throughout the years at Jackson State and at Colorado, the first name that pops into my mind, and I've said this so many times to Charlie in doing sports talk, is Tua Tagovailoa. Mm. That's who he reminds me of, Tua at Alabama, in that he's not the biggest, the fastest, the strongest arm guy. Accuracy skills. Just watch him. His ability to plant and drive the ball downfield, his accuracy skills are really good. Really, really good. Now, he was not playing behind the five blocks of granite at Colorado. He was getting a lot of pressure. And that leads you to make mistakes when you're feeling that on you. But natural leader, you can tell by the way the team gravitates to him on the field. They want the ball in his hands in critical spots. And he has a knack for putting the ball in between arms and hands accuracy-wise.
Let me take a break, Mike. We could pick it up when we come back. I just noticed the time. Bobby Hebert, as you well know, said that he thought Deion Sanders was the best athlete that he'd ever seen, and that's saying
that's
a lot.
Right.
I don't know how much of it goes from father to son or not, but you would think a lot. 8:52, more when we come back. What's your thoughts? 504-260-1870. Shedeur Sanders, is he the guy for the Saints? You want to see the Saints draft him? I'm getting a couple of texts here saying no. He's the second coming of Jamarcus Russell. Somebody says too much drama. We'll pick it up there when we return. Traffic now, WWL. 2 minutes left. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier about the upcoming NFL draft. Shedeur Sanders was a topic of conversation. 6'1", I don't know how much he weighs, but he's Deion Sanders' son. Bobby Hebert saying he's the best athlete that, a lot of people say that Deion Sanders was the best athlete they ever saw. Mike, you mentioned Tua earlier, that he reminds you of Tua, but
yeah,
but in terms of style of play, not injuries, right?
Yeah, style of play.
Yeah.
Just the way he moves in the pocket, the way he processes where to throw the football downfield. The build is somewhat similar in some ways, but just how he handles the processing of where to go with the football downfield. Tommy, the other thing, which is the great unknown here, is it doesn't matter what you think, I think, or a texter or a caller thinks. You know, this is the first major decision by Kellen Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what you know of Kellen Moore, would he fit into a Kellen Moore scheme?
Yes, he would. But look at who he's had in the past. He's had Dak Prescott. He's had Justin Herbert. And then Jalen Hurts. Three totally different style quarterbacks and where he's coached at in the past. So this is the part about when you're a new head coach.
Real quick.
They've never given you the keys to the new Ashton Martin.
All right, real
They're
quick.
They're giving you the keys to a car that's broke down.
Jalen,
you better fix it.
Jaden Daniels and Shedeur Sanders. Who's greater than whom?
Oh, Jaden Daniels is, and it was obvious, he was a cut above.
Thank you, Mike.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.